Hi, Chris.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. So, let me see. You're in Powhatan. I used to live on a street called Powhatan.
Powhatan.
Let me see here. Okay, I'm just kind of going over the notes of everything that she sent me. So you're 2 years in business. How's it been so far?
It's been okay, you know, increasing business, but not as busy as I would like to be, but busy enough.
Okay, okay. And for the current marketing, I see that you have a Google Business profile. Did you set that up for yourself?
I did, and I haven't verified it yet because I just run a home office and
it's
verified. Work out of the truck.
That's fine. It's already verified. Yeah, I can see it. It's verified. So this is the thing that Google's done is they have gone ahead and for the home-based offices like yourself, you don't have to show your physical address. And there's a big tool that we've been using, which is called a video verification. All you have to do is give us the business documents like license and insurance. Sometimes if you don't have that, they'll even accept the license plate of the work vehicle, the business card, invoices, photographs of the tools and equipment that you're using, and we can get you verified. But I'm looking at your Google Business profile. It is live, and it wouldn't be showing on Google. Like, I wouldn't be able to search you by business name and it show up if it wasn't activated.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So I also see that you have a Yelp. It looks like you're tied up with Angie's or maybe even Home Advisor. How's that going?
It's going okay. I've gotten quite a bit of work from them actually, but what I don't like is how sometimes they'll send leads that I feel like aren't real leads and I still have to pay for them.
Mm-hmm. Unqualified calls?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear that quite a bit.
Yeah, I've been arguing with them on the phone all day about that, so.
That can be tough. Yeah, that could be tough. Well, the good news is we're here to save the day. We have quite a few different options available to you, Chris. My company, Local Splash, we've been in business for 18 years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a Google Premier partnership. And I say that to tell you that, you know, we've been working hand-in-hand directly with Google for almost 2 decades, and our clients, they choose to keep coming back to us on a month-to-month basis. We don't have to lock them into a contract in order to get them or in order to keep them. So this is a performance-based package, okay?
Okay. All right.
Now, Google themselves even has a pay-per-lead service that you would be available to you, and it's called Google Guaranteed. It is something that's a little bit different, but we do have to start with at least a baseline starter package. So I'm looking through here, and I don't see that there's a website yet. Is there one that I'm missing?
No, I don't have a website yet.
Okay. All right. And then you have access to the Google Business Profile. Are you licensed and insured?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let me see here. All right. So I did pull up the new business rate. They went ahead and applied a code for me. They've given me two different packages that you qualify for. So the first package is $299 a month. It's month to month. There's no contract. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover all of the initial programming. So that would be $398 to get set up and moving forward today, and then $299 on the 16th day of each month after that. Specifically, what it's going to include is that first page placement on Google. So we'll take your current profile, we're going to amp it up, put it on steroids, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation, full programming. We will go ahead and build you a custom website, all inclusive, and we're going to anchor that to the listing on the first page of services, okay?
All right.
We will go ahead and include all of the social media marketing as well. So this package actually has the Facebook ads already tied into it. You don't have to pay for anything separately. The cool thing about it is that it does automatic retargeting. Now, Chris, I'm sure that you've experienced retargeted ads at some point in your life, probably when you're like buying a gift or maybe you're looking for a specific tool, something along those lines, and then you see that same item kind of chasing you around the internet, right?
Yep.
That's called retargeting. So Facebook has quickly become one of the world's largest leading search engines. During COVID, one of the things that happened is people still needed the services. They still needed, you know, a plumber. They still needed an HVAC guy. They still needed an electrician, even more so because now they're at home flushing the toilet a million times and running the AC, right? But the whole world shut down, right? Everyone had to shut their doors technically. So people went to Facebook and started doing the search to look for their local service providers. So it literally blew up, right?
Yep.
We already include that with the package. You get programming for quite a few other destinations with the package of popular directory submissions. So like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages. Mobile platform programming for iPhones, Androids, tablets, smart car search results, voice-activated searches, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, and you get a complete tracking and reporting system. So we don't expect you to take our word for it. I will be the lead on your account and point of contact for you. But additionally, you have a username and password where you're able to log on and make any and all changes yourself as well as track the results of the package, okay?
Okay.
So that's the first package. The second package, it would be the local. So that's going to be the everything except the Facebook ads, unless you want to add them in. And that's done at $199 a month. And then the Google Guarantee, which is the pay per lead. So there's a one-time upfront cost of a $250 application fee to get everything completely approved. With that being said, that would be $499 upfront. The reoccurring on that would just be the $199 until you're completely Google Guarantee approved. Now, complete Google Guarantee approval, can the maximum that it takes is 4 to 8 weeks. I've seen it happen in as little as 4 to 6 days, but I do have to let you know what the terms and conditions state. Now, the cool thing about the Google Guarantee leads is that Google themselves built this service to trump all other pay-per-lead services, meaning they understand what happens with HomeAdvisor, Angie, Thumbtack, all of those type of businesses, and they wanted to build a service that is more secure for the client as well as for you. So what the actual guarantee is to the general public is the fact that they're willing to put their money where their mouth is. If you click on Google Guarantee, it's going to tell you get it done right or Google pays you back. Now, with that being said, they're backing your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client because they've gone through the vetting process. They've ensured that you have license and registration and insurance. They ensure that you can pass a background check and that you're sending, you know, quality employees out to take good care of them. Now, with you, what you're getting in return for that is actual qualified leads, and the price point stays the same. It doesn't go up or change. Your lead cost is $34.67 on that. And Google asks per lead. Yeah, but it's not going to go up or change. But additionally, the thing is all the calls that are coming, they're coming directly to you. So it's not like it comes to us and we say, here you go. Here's a lead. We hope for the best, you know, and it might be like a disconnected phone number. No, it's an actual live human being, a breathing person on the other end of the phone. You know for a fact that it is a Google Guarantee lead coming in because it says LSA, local service ad, GG, coming on the inbound call. Okay? So when you pick up that phone and you know that it is for a fact a Google Guarantee lead, if for some reason it was a sales or solicitation call, you would not be charged. If it was somebody seeking employment with your company, you would not be charged. If they're asking for a service you don't provide that's not listed on your service profile, or if they're asking for a service outside of your service radius that isn't listed on your service profile and you decline the job, you're not charged for any of those. All the calls are recorded and AI is listening for that specific reason. Now, if the client calls and inquires about price and you give estimate over the phone, that's considered a qualified lead. Probably never happens for what you're doing, but that is what Google considers a qualified lead, or if you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face to the client. Those are the two instances that Google actually considers it a qualified lead, and that's fair, right?
That's fair.
Okay. Now, with that being said, what happens is if you chose to move forward with that, we do have to do at least the baseline package at the $199, and then the $250 application fee would be due as well. We would go ahead and begin building the website that's up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. If you want the Facebook ads, it's just the $100 extra. And if you choose to do the Facebook as with the package, I'll drop the setup fee altogether. Okay.
Right.
The additional 99. So with this, what's going to happen is once your Google Guarantee approved, Google's going to call, we're going to call you to set the minimum monthly budget. Google requires an upfront cost for the first month of 13 leads. So that's going to be $452. What happens is say you're approved in 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 2 weeks. We call you, we say, Chris, we're ready to set the minimum monthly budget. You pay the minimum monthly budget of $452. We cut the leads on. The leads come in at a baseline of approximately 3 leads a week, okay? You have the ability to increase or decrease that as you see fit. Now, with this, say you take on those first couple of leads and they're absolutely fire. You want to crank it up. You want 6 leads in a week, 8 leads in a week, whatever it is. You call us. You say, I want to increase the lead flow. Awesome. We go ahead and increase the lead flow. We bring them into you at a faster rate. The latter is also true. Say you take on the first couple of leads and now you're booked for a week, week and a half, 2 weeks. You want to take your wife to Tahiti for a month. Whatever the case is, if you call in, you pause the campaign. The campaign pauses exactly where the budget is, meaning if there's $330 left in your campaign budget, it pauses right there and it rolls over until you unpause it. It does not come automatically unpaused at any point in time. Okay, you can pause it for as long as you need to. Well, we've had people that have paused it literally for 6 months because they've been on huge projects and unable to take on any clients. But when you cut the lead budget back on, then the leads are going to start coming into you again. The lead budget is not something that is automatically replenished. It's only replenished once it's been exhausted and we have your approval. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
Amy? Amy, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm just pulling up to a call, and this customer is staring at me.
Okay.
Are you able to email me information and maybe a phone number so I can just call you back?
Yeah, absolutely. When can I expect to hear back from you?
I'll call you back this evening. I've just got to get through these couple of calls. But are you able to email me some information?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm going to email it over to you right now. What's the best email address for you, Chris?
All right. The best email address is the letter C.
Mm-hmm.
K-I-N-G 1381 at gmail.com.
Okay.
And
you want
to cut off like that.
It's okay. I understand. Nope, you got to take care of your clients. If I don't hear back from you by 6:30, then I'll give you a call, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. I'll talk with you soon, Chris. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, bye.